Guwahati, Varanasi, Delhi, MV Ganga Vilas, the world's longest luxury river cruise, was flagged off by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in presence of Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, Union Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbanand Sonowal on January 13 through the video conferencing mode. In his address, Prime Minister Modi pointed out that the longest river cruise from Kashi to Dibrugarh is being flagged off to bring to the fore all the places of tourism in northern India on the world tourism map. He said other projects, being dedicated in Uttar Pradesh, Varanasi, Bihar, West Bengal and Assam, worth 1,000 crore rupees will give a push to the tourism and employment potential in eastern India. Underlining the central role of the River Ganga in the life of every Indian, Modi lamented that the area around the banks lagged behind in development in the post-independence period, thereby leading to a massive exodus of population from the locality. He elaborated on a twin approach to address this unfortunate situation. On the one hand, the campaign is to clean Ganga, undertaken through Namami Gange, and Aath Ganga is taken up on the other. Various steps are taken to create an environment of economic dynamism in all the concerned states. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off the Ganga Vilas cruise. One can witness the extraordinary amalgamation of the heritage of India and its modernity on this cruise, stated Modi while shedding light on the new era of cruise tourism. Not just foreign tourists but Indians who travel to different nations for such an experience can head towards northern India now, added Modi. Observing that the cruise will pass through 25 different river streams, he said that it has significant importance for those who have a keen interest in understanding the river systems of India. He emphasized that India has more than 125 rivers and river streams, which can be developed to transport goods and ferry people, while also giving impetus to further expanding port-led development. Modi emphasized the need to build a modern multimodal network of waterways and informed about the partnership with Bangladesh and other countries, which have strengthened the water connectivity in the northeast. Equipped with state-of-the-art amenities, the Ganga Vilas would cover a distance of 3,200 kilometers from Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh, to Dibrugarh in eastern Assam, traversing through Bangladesh in 51 days, touching nearby 50 major tourist sites for the visitors. It is scheduled to sail across 27 river systems in India and Bangladesh. The vessel has 3 decks and 18 suites on board with a capacity of 36 tourists. The maiden voyage has 32 tourists from Switzerland signing up for the entire length of the journey. PM Modi also inaugurated the Maritime Skill Development Center in the city, which is built with a cost of Rs 6 crore. The foundation stones for a ship repairing center at Panduhat and an elevated road connecting the multimodal terminal with the National Highway 27, for which respectively 208 crore rupees and 180 crore rupees were sanctioned, were also laid by Modi. Attending the program, Sarma expressed his gratitude to Modi for numerous initiatives aiming in transforming northeastern states into growth engines. Referring to the launch of MV Ganga Vilas as a game changer in unleashing the true potential of the tourism sector in eastern India, CM Himanta Biswa Sarma opined that it would go a long way in realizing Modi's motto of transformation of the region through transportation. He appealed to tourists from different parts of India as well as abroad to come forward for the never-before experience that the luxury river cruise would be offering.